Washington Post, Mayorkas plans global migrant pipeline. By Neil Monroe on April 21, 2023. President Joe Biden may open a welcome center for global migrants in the South American country of Colombia, according to a report in the Washington Post. The wage-cutting migrants would be processed and then flown into the U.S. for jobs and homes that would otherwise be filled by Americans, including sidelined Americans. The revelations come as Biden's pro-migration officials are preparing to lift the Title 42 barrier for the roughly 600,000 waiting migrants in Mexico. That waiting population is roughly equivalent to one migrant for every six births in 2023. The Washington Post reported April 21. Biden officials have discussed establishing processing centers in Guatemala and Colombia for asylum seekers. According to two people with knowledge of the discussions who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss internal deliberations. The plan matches the administration's strategy of redirecting cartel-managed illegal migration through government-run processing centers and quasi-legal loopholes in the nation's border laws. This loophole strategy has been used to welcome more than 4 million migrants over the Mexican border, and many more white-collar migrants via airports, amid minimal coverage on the evening TV shows. This administration views immigration limits to be equivalent of Jim Crow, racist laws, and they see themselves as, therefore, heroic if they are undermining those immoral laws. Mark Krikorian, the director of the Center for Immigration Studies, told Breitbart News. He added, "They see it as morally defensible to subvert the law if they consider the law to be immoral. And they consider limits on immigration, regardless of what they are, to be morally wrong." Congress's 1990 immigration law sets legal immigration caps at roughly 1 million migrants per year. That very high cap delivers one migrant for every four U.S. births, not counting Mayorkas' massive loophole inflow. The South American loophole is being developed by Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. The Post reported, "It is very important to build lawful pathways for individuals to be able to access humanitarian relief in the United States so that they do not need to take the dangerous journey to the United States," Mayorkas said, describing the administration's general approach. "Our model is to build lawful pathways and then to impose the consequences that the law provides on those who do not avail themselves of those pathways." A Florida judge has already barred one of Mayorkas's smuggling routes. The Supreme Court is expected to decide the legality of a second major route by June. In mid-April, Mayorkas announced a plan to temporarily reduce the rising flood of global migrants through the deadly Darien Gap jungle trail between South America and Central America. However, that supposed 60-day enforcement plan was announced just as Mayorkas doubled his reception capacity for migrants at the northern exit of the jungle trail between Central and South America. Biden is expected to lift the Title 42 border barrier on May 11. The policy will allow myriad economic migrants to use Mayorkas' catch-and-release asylum loopholes to walk into the United States, despite the huge number of Americans who have been sidelined and impoverished by prior waves of migrants and free trade outsourcing deals. "I think next week we'll have more to say about our preparation and some of the things we are going to be doing," Mayorkas told establishment reporters at a meeting Thursday. Mayorkas is zigzagging between pro-migration groups and the public. For example, on Thursday, he met with sympathetic media outlets, such as The Hill, which reported, "Mayorkas said the department is considering a new rule to more easily deny asylum claims. Migrants who have not applied for asylum in other countries on their way to the U.S. or have crossed the border illegally would not be eligible for asylum." But in March, he reassured pro-migration groups that the plan curbs would have many loopholes. "There are exceptions in the proposed rule. If one, for example, has no access to CBP-1 agency online portal, if one is in imminent risk of danger by reason of the threat that one seeks to escape, or an acute vulnerability, an urgent medical or other humanitarian exemptions." Almost 1 million migrants are living in Mexico, according to a United Nations document. Many of the migrants have reached Mexico because of economic aid provided by Mayorkas to international agencies. The funding comes from U.S. taxpayers, despite the public's deep opposition to migration. Most migrants come from Central America, but an increasing share is arriving from South American and faraway countries, such as Congo, Cameroon, India, and China. Each successful migrant uses their cell phone to advertise their success to more migrants, so creating more business for the criminal and the government-run networks. Mayorkas is a pro-migration zealot who has said his border management is all about achieving equity, which is really the core founding principle of our country. Mayorkas demands imply equity between U.S. citizens and foreign citizens, and he has opened many loopholes for millions of economic migrants to cross into the United States. Amid the massive inflow of roughly 2 million global economic migrants in 2022, Mayorkas insisted the border is secure and rejected any criticism of his deadly, elite-backed wealth-shifting policies. We cannot have the rights and the needs of individuals who are seeing humanitarian relief in the United States be exploited for political purposes, he told ABC News on January 1. Mayorkas is also using building the migration networks to deliver cheap labor, taxpayer-funded consumers, and room-sharing renters to investors and CEOs. In January, he said, "The labor shortage in the United States is one powerful example of how desperately we need to fix our broken immigration system. You know, we look to the north, Canada realized that it has a 1 million person labor shortage there. And they are bringing in approximately 1.4 million migrants this year to address that labor shortage. Our programs, our H2A, our H2B, our skilled worker programs, are far outdated to really meet the economic needs as well as the economic opportunities for migrants that immigration can provide. The population replacement reduces the political clout of native-born Americans because it allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of Independents, and even 40% of Democrats. Watch, DHS Chief Mayorkas forced to face family of grandmother, granddaughter allegedly killed by human trafficker.